With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is speculation that the fingerprints of Ukrainian intelligence are all over this operation in Moscow.
Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion, a spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee says. Investigators say Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The Defense Ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles Tillotas.
Weekend talks on ending the war in Ukraine were both productive and constructive.
That was the assessment from White House envoy Steve Witkoff, who met in Florida with Ukrainian and European representatives to end the nearly four-year war. Ukraine's president also pointed to progress, saying all sides were moving quickly. Although just last week, President Zelensky said he didn't think Russia's Vladimir Putin wants peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's a pursuit on the high seas with the U.S. Coast Guard going after an oil tanker in international waters. The ship is carrying sanctioned Venezuelan oil, according to U.S. officials. If seized in the Caribbean, it would be the third tanker to be impounded by the U.S. in the enforcement of sanctions on Venezuela. Promoting a big tent, Vice President Vance says the conservative movement should welcome anyone who loves America. He spoke at Turning Point USA's annual convention over the weekend. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 21 points higher. This is SRN News. Are you a practicing Christian?
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organization is taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes, the rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say to check the label before drinking. A rabbi with the Orthodox Union says we've seen more than one situation in which some beers have dairy in them. SRN News. Kansas lawmakers set to vote today on a proposal aimed at luring the Kansas City Chiefs from Missouri. The plan could replace Arrowhead Stadium with a new facility for major year-round events. Chiefs owner Clark Hunt is expected to attend the meeting. If passed, the team could announce plans to leave its 53-year-old home at the Truman Sports Complex. The proposal involves the use of so-called star bonds to cover up to 70% of the cost of the project, paid off with state tax revenues. Kansas is in active discussions with the Chiefs, while Missouri lawmakers have been working on their own package to keep the team. President Trump is appointing Louisiana's Governor Jeff Landry to serve as U.S. Special Envoy to Greenland, the vast semi-autonomous territory of Denmark that Mr. Trump says is crucial to U.S. national security, suggesting that Greenland should really join the American family. SRNNews.com.